This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, February 12th. It is 5:30. You made it to the midweek and we are ready to get things going. It is definitely a chilly one out there. When I was in my car, it was at 37 degrees, and
what?
I was just like, oh my gosh, I thought we were going to get warmer, but no, some rain looking like we're going to get in the forecast at the end of the week, and yeah, it is chilly this morning.
Rain is finally needed, though. I mean, when was the last time we had rain in the valley?
I know. I'm fine with rain. Like, I don't miss it that it's gone, but I don't like the way people drive in the rain in Las Vegas, so I'm cool with not getting rain.
That, and when I lived back in San Diego, California drivers were horrible in the rain, too.
Yeah, so it's like we had never seen it before. It's probably because we don't see it very often.
Yeah. Other than that, my world's kind of quiet. I mean, kind of laid back night last night. How is your world over there?
It's good. We went out to dinner last night. There's a new Italian restaurant that our friends opened yesterday. Well, they didn't open it yesterday. It's been open for a couple of weeks now. So we finally got a chance to go in last night and try it. It was really good. We had a really nice time. It was kind of weird for me to go out to dinner on a Tuesday night, just like a random Tuesday. I'm usually at home. So we did that. It was really fun. Got home, tried to get the rest of my work done. And yeah, I just like crashed out last night. It was a really long day. I was working at my other job too. So it was nice to kind of sit back. I don't really drink anymore, but they brought me a cocktail last night. And I was like, oh my gosh, here I am drinking a cocktail on a school night. What's going to happen? And this morning I woke up. I was totally fine, but I was so paranoid that, oh, I'm not going to be able to wake up in the morning. It was one drink. I was totally fine.
Yeah. And if people drink plenty of water, you're totally, you just flush it right out. It goes right through you. You probably did. Did you even get tipsy, a little tipsy off
not
of it?
Not even. because I ate so much food. That's what helped. Like, I just, we're like, oh, let's try this. Oh, let's try this. And yeah, it was really good. And you know how like Italian food will just like, oh, it's just so hearty. And it's like, oh man, there's no alcohol absorbing into my bloodstream this morning.
The food looked really good. I saw your pictures and I've been wanting to, I can't wait to try this. Is it open to the public yet?
Yeah, it's open to the public. And a lot of people may know one of the owners, Alex Lourdes, who she's really popular on TikTok for her like Cafe Lola stuff and Saint Honoré. And I am friends with her, but we're really good friends with her partner. His name's Steve. And so we were so excited to see him. We have been friends with him for years.
Really?
And yeah, it is. We haven't seen him for a really long time. So it was like a little mini reunion. He and my husband would not stop talking last night. I'm like, let's eat.
Okay. This is all making sense because Alex will post on her stories a lot, or just on TikTok and Instagram, and I follow her religiously. Yeah. And she's always posting about Steve.
Steve is the best.
He seems hysterical, and looking just from like, I guess, his social media presence and knowing Matt, besties.
Oh,
just,
they have so much in common. All they talk about is sneakers and just everything. And yeah, you would absolutely love him. So if you go into Sorlita, say hi to Steve too, because he is the absolute best.
Nice.
It was a good time. So we have a lot to get to today, including a huge concert announcement coming up in What's Trending. You may have heard rumors of it yesterday. They were dropping little leaks on it, and we're going to talk all about that just after 6 o'clock this morning. But right now, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms?
Hey, Jealousy.
Do you want to hear Come and Ride the Train by Quad City DJs? Or do you want to hear Fergalicious by Fergie?
Fergalicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. Pablo kisses.
Those are your choices. Let's get those votes in right now. You can do it by tweeting us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. No one wants to admit that they could be a toxic person, but I think we all have like a toxic trait or two or three that you're like, oh man, this is definitely my downfall. And I was thinking about it the other day because there was someone that someone wants me to meet. They're like, hey, I really want to introduce you to this person. And it's a work related thing. And I was like, okay, sure, love to meet them. And the first thing I thought of is I have to find out when their birthday is. And it's not an age thing. It's a time of year thing. I want to find out what their sun sign is. What is their astrological sign? And I also want to know what their rising sign is.
Yes.
Because I feel like my toxic trait is that I can sum up a person's entire personality if I know their sun sign and if I know their rising sign. So I was like, hey, when's her birthday? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, I was just wondering if you knew. Like,
and like, how do you ask that? Like, hey, when's your birthday? Random, but it's May 20th.
I don't need the year. I just want to know, like, what's the day in the month that you were born? That is such a toxic trait. I don't know. I don't know how anyone can top that. But do you have one that you're like, okay, I admit, I'm a little toxic in this way. That's just so bad. Just trying to find out someone's birthday so I can kind of gauge their personality.
Well, I have one, but I'm also with you, Mercedes, because we're so into the astrology world that we'll send each other astrology memes.
Yes.
And I think we're both toxic in that way that we can have, I think, our own podcast and just strictly talk about sun signs, moon signs, rising signs, and just all of that in general.
We should really do that. We should just do an off-the-air podcast just about astrology with Mercedes and Steph.
Yes. And I know you're a Scorpio rising, right?
Yes.
I'm a Cancer rising. We're both kind of emotional in different ways because those are water signs. And I know people might be like, who cares? But it really has a lot to do with who you are and how your life kind of revolves around that.
And sometimes I'll play the guessing game with people where I will try to figure out like what their sign is before I actually find out their sign. And when I'm right, I feel so proud of myself. I am like, yep, I knew it. I could totally tell you were a Gemini or whatever.
And we're the worst too, because when we meet people, like, that's a Gemini, huh?
Oh, 100%. Such a toxic trait. What is yours? 702-364-9400. My other one is I am completely delusional, because whenever I host the in-arena festivities at the Vegas Thrill Games, which is our women's pro volleyball team, and when I'm watching them play, my toxic trait is that I think I could, like, go play with them. I think that I could go on the court and, like, at least, you know, maybe not the whole game, but I could go in for a couple of rotations and contribute to the team. What is wrong with me? Why am I so delusional that I think I could do that just because I played back in the day? What is wrong with me?
Okay, see, maybe you can, but maybe you have that delusion part that you can just right off the bat, no warm up, no stretching.
Oh God, I would need to stretch for sure.
You would need to stretch, yes.
Do you have any other, like, toxic traits?
For me, if I judge a lot about that person if they eat really loud. And my sister-in-law, she chews so loud, sometimes to the point where when we're at dinner, I have to sit the furthest away from her because it's so loud. And I don't know how to tell people. That's the thing. It's like, hey, you're chewing loud. Like, I don't want to come off as rude, but my toxic trait is I definitely judge people by the way they eat and how loud they are.
There's got to be a way that you can get the message across without being, like, completely rude about it.
How do you think I should go about it? Does it depend?
Wow, you're making that food sound so good, or something like that, and then they'll be like, oh, dang.
They're like, it is real good. Thanks for asking.
I'll just do some more ASMR so you can really enjoy it. Yeah, I don't know. We got to work on our toxic traits, girl.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, February 12th, 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. A lot coming up on the show this morning. I told you how we went out to dinner last night. It's rare for me, a Tuesday night, school night, and I had a cocktail, which I rarely drink these days, and so it was like a Tuesday night cocktail. Oh my gosh. And I think it affected something that I did when I got home last night.
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk, but I think it just made me so relaxed that I wasn't paying attention. So I went to go to bed, and I went to get my dry shampoo, and it was sitting right there on the counter next to me. So I go to get the dry shampoo my hair. I wasn't going to wash my hair last night. And I grabbed the scrubbing bubbles.
The scrubbing bubbles?
For the bathtub.
No.
I sprayed my hair with scrubbing bubbles. I was like, are you kidding me? Because I sprayed it, and then there's all these bubbles in my hair, like the foam.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh! And I look at the thing, and I'm like, it was right next to my dry shampoo. And I just wasn't paying attention. Have you ever done that where you accidentally used a product that was meant for something else? And I was just like, so I had to wash my hair. At the end of the day, I was like trying to save some time, put a little dry shampoo in there. And yeah, so I was up late washing my hair because it takes forever to do that and blow drying it and all the stuff. But has that ever happened to you where you used a product thinking it was one thing, but it was actually something completely different?
I'll never forget. I was on a trip to Florida with my dance team, and we all roomed with everyone. And my friend asked if I could borrow, she could borrow my gel. So I'm like, yeah, of course you could borrow my gel. So I handed her my gel. Her mom is doing her hair using my gel. Turns out it was aloe vera gel.
Oh no.
And they use it for your feet.
So wait,
it was an aloe vera gel specifically made for your feet. And I just thought it was one of the gels that I got from underneath my parents' cabinets.
For hair?
You know what? I saw gel on the thing. So I gave it to her. I'm like, hey, you need a gel? I didn't know what she needed it for. It was for her hair that she needed hair gel.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Right. But the gel that I gave her is what my parents used for their feet.
Oh my gosh.
I feel so bad.
That is like, I mean, it's the worst feeling. Once, did she actually use it?
So she used it, and she goes, did you know you gave me aloe vera gel?
And I'm like, no.
I just saw gel and I gave it to you. She goes, yeah, well, I put it in my hair and now I got to wash out my hair.
But at least her hair was probably so smooth and silky. Mine smelled like, it smelled like chlorine. It was so bad. And I just remember the commercial for scrubbing bubbles where the bubbles would go down the bathtub. Yes. I just pictured them going down my scalp like they did in the bathtub. I was so upset.
How's your scalp though? It's not dry.
No, I was worried. I was like, oh my gosh. So I like immediately got in the shower and took it out because I didn't know what was going to happen. But oh my gosh. Yeah, now my scalp is super clean. Yes. I mean, super, super clean. All right. Lots to come this morning, including a huge announcement on the way with what's trending. The newest Sphere residency has just been announced. We'll tell you why coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Backstreet Boys are trending. They have just been announced as the newest Sphere headliners.
Yes!
Backstreet is back. One of the most iconic and best-selling bands of all time. And they just announced they're coming back to Las Vegas. Today, they announced their highly anticipated summer 2025 residency. It's called Into the Millennium. It's happening at the Sphere. They are going to be the first pop act to play the Sphere. It's going to be amazing. This is going to be a special event. 9 performances. And they're happening on July 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, 20th, and 25th, 26th, and 27th. Those are the dates. And the announcement says this morning, the fans can expect an unforgettable experience as the Backstreet Boys return to Las Vegas. They are going to play their songs off of the Millennium album and a bunch of other greatest hits. They also say that those beloved classics like I Want It That Way and this one, Larger Than Life, they're going to be delivered or enhanced with cutting-edge visuals and sound made possible by the Sphere's revolutionary immersive technology.
What?
This is going to be insane.
I'm freaking out. This is amazing. Like, when I found out this morning, I knew you would change What's Trending to this because I was like, she's going to talk about it. I've got to contain myself. But seeing the Backstreet Boys live, I think I saw them last year, or was it 2 years ago? Where were they a couple years ago?
They were at Planet Hollywood. I saw them twice there. They're so good.
So good. So for that stage to be at the Sphere, this is iconic.
Well, the thing is, like, I've never seen a show in the Sphere. I know a lot of you guys have. I have not been in there yet, but it's just from every video I've ever seen, what's happening in front of you is surreal. And I'm excited to see what they do with these songs, these iconic songs and the visuals. It's going to be really, really cool.
And it gives us a reason now. I mean, no offense to the artists that have been before at the Sphere. I just wasn't the biggest of fans that have been at the Sphere.
They've been like older groups. They've been, you know, like more classic kind of groups. And there's nothing wrong with that. But now there's something that we can go see.
Now I'm stressed out because between Beyonce, between all these people that are dropping everything, The Weeknd, and now Backstreet Boys drops this. Like, where am I going to find the money to buy tickets for them?
I'm seriously going to go bankrupt with all the money that I'm spending on concert tickets lately. It's been insane. But here's the deal with these tickets. So if you want to buy them, you can sign up for the artist presale now until February 17th, which is Monday at 10 p.m. Those tickets, the presale artist tickets, those will go on sale on February 19th, a week from today. The general on sale, those happen on February 21st, which is a week from Friday. So if you really want to see the Backstreet Boys, I would register for that presale. And that is What's Trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Karen, you are caller 20. Let's do this. We want to get you these tickets to check out Chelsea Handler. It's Chelsea at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with rainstorm, Birds of a Feather or First Kiss?
Let's go with Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather it is. This week is Homes for Birds Week. So these are all things that are associated with birds, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We just need to get six in 60 seconds. I think we can do this. Are you ready?
Yes.
You guys got this. Karen and Mercedes, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
All right. This is what birds do when they're in the air. They what?
Fly.
Yes. This is how they fly. They have two of these that they flap.
A flock. Wings.
Yes, wings, yes. This is where they sleep. They build one of these. Yes. This is a bald what type of bird? The symbol of our country. This bird is a bald what?
A bald eagle.
Eagle. This is when they, like, fly south, they're doing this together. They're... let's pass on that. This is the red bird. They are the mascot for the St. Louis baseball team. The St. Louis baseball team. Also a name for a priest in the church. red. Okay, Blake. Let's pass. Birds of what?
Feather.
Yes, and they lay. We were so close. Oh my gosh. The bird, the red bird was a cardinal. A cardinal. I'm so sorry.
And
Karen.
Then what do they do when you guys go
they
south?
Migrate.
They migrate, yes.
Oh, Karen, I'm so sorry. Like, so close. I hate when that happens. I would almost not get any and then just feel like, oh, we were just not good, then come so close.
Yeah.
You know, it's the worst. Karen, thank you so much for trying. You can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Chelsea Handler at the Cosmopolitan on July 5th. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Mercedes here. Steph is here. Ramon is here helping us out this morning. You guys, Valentine's Day is on Friday. Are you ready? Have you prepared for Valentine's Day?
I forgot it was on Friday was Valentine's Day, not gonna lie.
Do you guys do anything big for Valentine's Day?
For us, we usually go out to dinner every year, but this time we're not, just because we're going out of town.
Yeah, usually just dinner, maybe a drink or two.
Are you going to go out to dinner? I feel like Valentine's Day dinner is dangerous. One, there's so many people out. Two, it's always like a price fix meal. And it's like, oh man, I can't even order what I want. I have to order off of this menu. You know, I don't know. I'm trying not to be salty, but I just feel like it can be so overrated. And then I read this morning that, okay, what do you think is the national average for a price for the price of one dozen roses for Valentine's Day?
I've never. Go ahead.
Probably like over 100 at least.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't even know. I'll say for 62.
$90.50 is the national average for one dozen roses.
Is that all year long, or is this just specific for Valentine's Day?
I think it's specific for Valentine's Day. I don't think they're cheap, but the place where they cost the most is Hawaii. For a dozen roses, $143.
What?
Yeah. It's absolutely insane. It's stuff like this that makes me feel like Valentine's Day is the most overrated holiday ever. And I feel myself getting angry about it because it's just like such a money grab.
Mm, it makes me sad because I truly love Valentine's Day. At least with James, he makes it really special for me. He surprises me with flowers every year. He doesn't get me red roses, and maybe that's why, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But before James, my ex-boyfriend's birthday was on Valentine's Day, so I did not like it because it was like I never really got to celebrate it because of his birthday. But I like Valentine's Day.
Do you, with you and your wife, Ramon, do you ever get her red roses for Valentine's?
I think I've gotten very lucky. She doesn't like flowers.
Okay.
So I've never had to spend over $100.
Have you ever gotten her a gift that she was like, ugh? Like, what would be one of those gifts that you give someone?
I would say like an appliance. Like if I came home with a toaster and said, you know, like a red toaster and said, Happy Valentine's Day, she'd probably, yeah, she'd probably kick me.
What if it makes like the charred heart on the toast, you know? That's like a theme to it. I kind of like that.
I mean, maybe luckily I already got her a gift this year. I already gave it to her. So
what did you get her?
Oh, we're both sneakerheads. And she's been wanting the Chicago's Lost and Founds for 2 years.
How did you get those?
Finally found a good price on StarkX. Ordered them. Yeah, I gave them to her last week.
The thing about Ramon's wife, though, is she has a small foot, right?
So
she could fit kid sizes. And Mercedes, you know, if you have a kid size, it's so much easier to find shoes.
So much cheaper.
And I'm kind of jealous of your wife, Jackie, because she has small feet and she's easier to get sneakers.
This is true.
I've thought about like taping up my feet to make them smaller just so I could get the kid sizes. Have you ever gotten James something that he was like, oh, wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
I remember exactly. It was a couple years ago. We're usually on the same Amazon account, but for this Valentine's Day a couple years ago, we went on separate ones so that I can surprise him with stuff. And I got him little things that he liked, and I got him something more for me. When he shaves his beard, he leaves like his hair stuff in the sink, and sometimes he forgets to clean after himself. This was back in the day. So I got him one of those things where it's like an apron, and you can put it onto the mirror so that it catches all the shavings. And I got it for him, and it didn't even fit. He hated it. He never used it. He's like, why'd you get this for me?
That sounds like a great idea.
Well, he thought it was more like me.
I feel like that's insulting, a hair apron. You got him a hair apron?
Yes, specifically for shaving his beard. He goes, seriously, I'll just start cleaning up after myself more.
Oh my gosh. Like, hey, your hair is really annoying. Here's an apron that you can wear. Like, it's the one thing to make him, like, feel bad about the hair, but then you, like, take away all his masculinity by giving him an apron.
Please tell me I'm not alone. Have you ever gotten Matt something where he was just like, seriously? Really? What is this?
Yeah, it's called nothing. I feel bad.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Flu cases are spiking across the country. The rapid spread of a really dangerous new strain. The CDC says that there have been 24 million flu cases this season, and that's led to 310,000 hospitalizations, 13,000 deaths, including 57 kids with this strain. It's crazy. The number of flu-related doctor's visits has climbed to a 15-year high and is spiking in 12 states. They say just good old-fashioned hand washing is the best way to prevent you from getting this virus.
This past November was the first time I really got my flu shot ever. And I'm like, it sounds like the flu might be pretty big. That's what they were saying, like, please get your flu shots. So I was nervous that getting the flu shot, I would get symptoms and stuff. But really, it wasn't that bad.
I always get a little sniffly after I get the flu shot. And I know they say, well, that's just coincidence because it's, you know, it's not live virus in you. And I believe it. I do. But they also, you're rolling the dice with the flu shot. And I get one every single year. But it's just predicting what the strain is going to be.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. But luckily, I haven't gotten sick yet. So
me too. I've heard that people have been getting weird symptoms too when they get it. It's not like, I don't know about the symptoms, but they basically say like it's a bad cough. Like, and I'm like, really? They say it's the flu. So I don't know if they're what's going on or what's going around, but that's scary.
Yeah, just try to keep those hands clean and watch out. Also this morning, if you have a dog, you want to give him a good little pet before you leave the house. Petting your dog before you leave home is a must. Researchers have found that if you pet your dog one last time before you head out the door, it will reduce anxiety for your dog and for you. They say it takes just 5 minutes of petting to lower cortisol, which is our stress hormone, and boost oxytocin, which is our feel-good hormone. And that will help you immensely. As for the dogs, their heart rate goes down. They become more relaxed And they say it's a win-win for the dog and the owner.
My Momo does not care in the morning when I talk to him or I'm petting him. For me, I love it because, you know, he's the first thing, one of the things I see in the morning. But it's like 4 a.m. Momo's on his side. I pick him up and he's just like, seriously, Mom, I just want to go back to sleep.
He doesn't care. Like, he doesn't get up with you in the morning or anything like that?
No, he stays on the couch. That's where he sleeps. He does not care when I wake up. He just looks at me. Looks back and goes back to sleep.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
he's like so unbothered. Finally, this morning, we have another story about Post Malone being an awesome tipper, but this one almost like went sideways. So he was in New Orleans during Super Bowl weekend, and this bartender almost got cheated out of the tip that he left her. So he showed up to this bar called the Howlin' Wolf. It was on Saturday. He spent $25 and he left the bartender a $2,000 tip.
Wow.
Yeah. So she couldn't believe it. She was so excited. She went to cash out, but the bar's payment provider would not give her the money. So they use Square for credit card payments there. And because the tip was so big, it triggered this red flag in their system. And instead of $2,000, they only gave her $200.
Uh-uh.
They thought it was a mistake. The good news is Square eventually got it all squared away, no pun intended. She posted a photo of the receipt on social media and her boss made some calls. And then the local news picked it up. Square finally approved the full $2,000 tip on Monday. And they said that, you know, some sellers are just, they're subject to tip limits to protect themselves from fraud and bad activity, but the bar shouldn't have any issues going forward. But Heather's message to Posty was, thanks for coming to New Orleans and next beer's on me. She said Bud Light really is his drink of choice. That's really what he drinks.
It's not an ad.
No, unless he's doing that for show, knowing that people are going to talk about it.
Just the best guy. Everything I hear about him, even celebrities talk so well about him and how he's always like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Oh, I just love Posty.
He sounds like he would be just as genuine, like face to face as he seems on TV. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Shannon, you are in for Beat Mercedes today. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty confident, but Mercedes really is quite the match to beat.
She's the goat. Sure. Well, you know what? Every goat has their bad day, you know? And so today may be the day, Shannon. You may be the new goat around here, and I would love for that to happen. $625 diamond pendant from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. I'm going to step out. Just guess that song as fast as you can, girl, okay?
All right. Trying my best.
All right. I'm going to leave you in the hands of Steph and Ramon. I am out of here.
How do you get so nervous?
I know. Why am I nervous? Bye, Mercedes. She's stepping out. She goes out of her studio, so she can't hear a thing. All right, Shannon. This is how the game works. Actually, what you up to this morning? I never got to say how are you.
Well, I'm on the way to work.
What part of the valley do you work in?
Close to Summerlin.
Nice. Okay, Shannon, the game works is you hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud so that we can stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right, Shannon.
Ready.
The next sound that you hear is the game, and it starts now.
Five seconds.
Can you hear them? That's 20,
okay.
20 seconds, Shannon. What is it? Do you got anything?
It is
three.
The Go-Go's?
Uh-huh. And the song title is? Come on, Shannon, 3 seconds.
I'm going to say, can you feel me? Because I can't think of anything else.
Can you feel me by the Go-Go's? Okay, I'm writing that down. I got your 20 seconds, and we're bringing in Mercedes. Go ahead, Ramon.
Mercedes.
She's walking in. I got her time, Shannon's time down, her artist and title. Mercedes is putting on her headphones, and she's back. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. I'm
all right.
Back.
All right.
That took a while.
You know, we chatted. Shannon,
okay. All right.
Shannon lives in, works in Summerlin.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
All that
good
stuff.
Good.
The next sound that you hear is the game, and Ramon's putting up the stopwatch.
Oh, sorry.
And it starts now.
Got it. The Go-Go's. Our lips are sealed. I used to think the song was called Arliss the Seal.
Oh, because how they say it?
Yeah, but I think it's Our Lips Are Sealed.
Okay, you stopped the clock at 6.8 seconds, which for you...
That's all. At first, I thought it was Moni Moni, honestly.
Oh, really? Okay.
I really did, yeah.
And you are correct.
Okay.
The Go-Go's, Our Lips Are Sealed. Shannon, on the other hand, she got the Go-Go's.
Oh, my God.
But she stopped the clock at 20 seconds, and she thought the song called Can You Feel Me?
Oh, Shannon, the confidence got you the right artist, but unfortunately, it was not enough today. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That was a really tough one. If I would have like gotten it in 2 seconds, I was gonna say Moni Moni, but no, it is the Go-Go's, and as always, we will play the song now for you. Hopefully tomorrow we have better luck because that diamond pendant just got bigger. $650 diamond pendant. Thank you, Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And here the go-go's now. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, hearing stories like this makes me laugh because it's like a deja vu all over again. And Steph is here. Ramon is here helping us out. Ramon, you have a son. How old is your son?
He's 8.
8 years old. So yesterday you had a doctor's appointment, or was it his doctor's appointment?
My doctor's appointment.
Okay. And your kid totally threw you under the bus. Has anyone ever experienced that where a kid just either insulted you or outed you? 702-364-9400. What happened?
So first things first, he did make it to school. It was before school started.
Okay.
So
yeah, just make it. So the teacher's listening like, well.
Yes. We finally got into the little room. We're waiting. The nurse comes in and she's asking questions from the questionnaire. Do you smoke? No. Do you drink caffeine? No. But when she gets to, do you drink alcohol, before I can answer, he loud and proud yelled, yes. And I just looked at him. The nurse thought it was hilarious. And I got me thinking. I was like, man, do I drink too much in front of this kid?
he didn't say anything with the caffeine. He's like, I don't know.
Because you don't drink caffeine, right?
I don't, actually.
Yeah, and then you don't smoke.
I don't.
And then once you said alcohol, he goes, yes.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
And like, what do you say to that? Like, did you say anything?
I just gave him the look.
How often do you drink, do you think, around him?
I thought it was just once a week. But maybe
but to
not.
Him, he's like, wow, Dad. I wonder, like, I remember my daughter did something similar. They had a Mother's Day thing where they were making pictures for moms at school, and you had to write this really nice thing, draw a picture of your mom and answer the questions. My mom's favorite color is, and they write purple.
Oh, yeah.
My mom likes to give me hugs. My mom's favorite drink is wine. Yeah. I was like, wow. And it was hanging up in the room, and it was so funny. So when all the moms went in for their little Mother's Day tea that they had, we all walk in, and I'd say 50% of the kids wrote wine for what their mom's favorite drink was. It was so embarrassing. 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Heather. Heather, how did your kid throw you under the bus?
Well, it was my husband. He took our daughter to the dentist. And when they asked him about flossing, and he said yes, she was like, no, you don't, Dad.
He's like, yes, I do.
It's a nudge. Don't talk here.
I always tell that lie at the dentist, too. How often do you floss? Every single day.
If Brooklyn were there, she'd be like, no, you don't. I've never seen floss in your mouth ever in my life.
Every single day. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. That's APT, Rosé, and Bruno Mars. So Rosé is a member of Blackpink, and they just announced that they are going on another world tour. Bruno Mars, of course, announced new dates of his residency at the Park MGM. So there's a couple of concerts that I'm probably going to spend money on. Then yesterday, tickets for Beyonce's tour went on sale, and I know you were anxiously awaiting that. Were you able to score any tickets?
So I didn't. I'm waiting for the Vegas dates, unfortunately, but my friends got tickets in Jersey for the Club Hoedown, and they offered me a ticket if I wanted to go. So I still got to save up for it, but I'm debating if I should go to Jersey or if I should wait for the Vegas dates, and that's my dilemma right
now.
Yeah,
I really wish they would announce those Vegas dates and venue, so you have that. Mm-hmm. J-Hope tickets, he's a member of BTS. His tickets for the LA shows that he's doing in April went on sale yesterday. I was working when they went on sale, and so I gave my password to my husband, but my daughter ended up scoring a pair of tickets.
Nice.
So that was really cool. I'm going to lose so much money on concert tickets. I don't know. I'm going to go into debt, because then there was another huge announcement this morning about the newest Sphere residency, and we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes here in the Hot 3. But right now, it is time to win with the Mega Minute. Speaking of concerts, who wants to see Kelly Clarkson? It's Studio Sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. She is so good live, you guys. She does like impromptu things. She does covers. She does all of her hits. And you're going to that show at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace right now when you win the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions and you have 60 seconds to answer them all correct. I know I say this a lot, like, oh, I looked at the questions. I think we're going to get a winner. I will be shocked if we don't have a winner today.
Really?
I will be absolutely shocked. All of these questions are easy. I'm looking at them. I think they're all so easy. You're going to win. We're going to get a winner today. Mark my words. A winner is happening. Caller 20, you get to play the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Carry your caller 20.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
We have you for the Mega Minute today. You just got to answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds to win Kelly Clarkson tickets. How are you feeling? Are you feeling pretty confident this morning?
I don't know. You said that they were easy, so I called in.
I don't want to oversell, but I really do feel like if you just listen, concentrate, stay relaxed, I feel like you're going to get all 10 of these.
Okay,
okay. Okay, let's do this.
All right.
Take a deep breath. We got this. Oh, I'm so excited.
You guys have this? All right, Carrie, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And you guys, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Raisins come from what fruit?
Grape.
Yes. Alexander Graham Bell invented the what?
Telephone.
Yes. Kurt Cobain was the lead singer for which band?
Nirvana.
Yes. Taylor Lautner played what character in the Twilight series?
Pass.
What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha. A.
Yes. Bryan Adams sings about the summer of which year?
69.
Yes. Las Vegas Desert Dogs play what sport?
Pass.
Peter Parker is known as which superhero?
Spider-Man.
Yes. How many eyes does Mike Wazowski have in Monsters, Inc.?
One.
Yes. Carrie Fisher famously played what Star Wars character?
Princess Leia.
Yes. Taylor Lautner played what character in the Twilight series?
Jacob Black.
Yes. Las Vegas Desert Dogs play what sport?
Soccer, football, baseball, tennis, basketball.
No. Keep going.
Hockey.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
No.
Oh, no, I
didn't
know.
No. It was crap.
Dang, I would have never got lacrosse.
Oh, it was lacrosse. Oh, Carrie, you were amazing. You just got hung up on that last one. We even had time to go back to it and... Oh.
My whole heart fell through my stomach when I thought she was going to get it. She had 10 seconds for that last question.
She named every single sport except for lacrosse until after the buzzer. Carrie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That is a heartbreaker. You did amazing. And I love the help that you were getting too. That means caller 20, you get the tickets, two of them, to see Kelly Clarkson studio sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. Caller 20 gets them, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, well, Backstreet Boys are back. They are one of the most iconic and best-selling bands of all times, and they just announced this morning they are coming back to Las Vegas for this highly anticipated summer 2025 residency that is happening at the Sphere. This is going to be amazing. It's called Into the Millennium. And they're the first pop act to play over there.
I know that we've both seen the Backstreet Boys, but I want to know, Ramon, have you ever seen the Backstreet Boys?
Are you kidding me?
Really?
I think they're the GOAT. They're my favorite. I saw them twice. Once at Caesar's Palace, once at Planet Hollywood, and I already signed up for their presale.
I signed up for the presale too.
I'm so behind. I need to sign up for their presale.
Yeah, so that's serious here. If you want to go see them, sign up for the artist presale now. You have until Monday to do it, and Those tickets will go on sale a week from today on next Wednesday.
I'm
on
so
the 19th.
Stressed out.
I know. It's too many concerts, good concerts, but I'm just super excited. This will probably be my first concert that I see at the Sphere if I'm able to land these tickets.
Yeah, same.
Because it's all been like older and more classic bands like the Eagles and U2 and who else was
Fish,
there?
Fish.
Yeah. Who's the last one though?
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Well, someone else just got announced. Kenny Chesney just got announced, but yes. He hasn't started. Who else was just at the Sphere? Jeez. Sorry, didn't remember. They weren't that memorable. I'm just kidding.
I'm totally like space. That what's that? The one, the like rave kind of.
Yes.
You know what the one I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Why can't I remember?
Don't remember the name either.
But yeah, so this is gonna be super cool. They said that they're gonna do the classics. Like I Want It That Way, Larger Than Life. They're also gonna just bring the whole Millennium album to life. And the general on sale for tickets. If you don't sign up for the pre-sale, that happens on February 21st. So a week from Friday. So some huge news this morning. Since we're on the topic of music, let's talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have released their list of the nominees for induction this year. And there's a lot of great names on this list. Billy Idol is on the list of nominees up for induction. Think just of all the ones that I name here, who do you feel is like a must induct? Okay, so Billie Eilish, Fish is on there. We have Cyndi Lauper on this list. We've got Chubby Checker. Mariah Carey is on the list. White Stripes, Bad Company, Oasis, Black Crowes, Outkast is on this list. Joe Cocker, New Order, Soundgarden, and Mana.
Wow.
What do you think? Like, if you had to pick one that has to go in.
Just one?
Yes.
Oh, I'm probably going to go with Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. She, I mean, is iconic. How is she not already in there is kind of my question.
There's a lot of people that I question that I'm like, why weren't they already in the list of the Hall of Fame? It's really odd.
Yeah. So fan voting is now open. It runs through April 21st on the Rock Hall website. All right. Finally, this morning. Let's say you come across a terrible driver cutting you off, not using their signal, any of that. What car are they driving?
They're driving a Dodge Challenger.
Okay. Ramon, what car are they driving?
A red. It's going to be red. Probably like a sports car, Corvette or something like that. Yeah, but a red, color red.
Okay. So according to a new report, these three cars have the worst drivers. They are, at number three, Subaru drivers.
What?
I know. It's like my aunt.
Yeah.
Like driving her Subaru. Maybe that's why.
They're older.
Yeah, could be. Ram drivers, like Dodge Ram drivers.
The trucks, yeah.
And number one, Tesla.
Oh.
No.
Number one, they say Tesla drivers are the worst drivers out there.
I never guessed.
That bums me out.
They actually analyze data from insurance companies and accident reports to come up with that definitive list. And across the country, Tesla drivers had nearly 37 incidents per 1,000 drivers throughout last year. That includes accidents, DUIs, speeding, citations. Who do you think are the worst drivers? 702-364-9400. You see this car coming and you're like, oh, this person's a jerk.
But I think I'm bummed because I think, well, Teslas are the rage or whatever, but I've never driven a Tesla, but my in-laws have a Tesla and they say that it is hard to get used to and there's an adjustment period to it. So I'm wondering if these new Tesla drivers are going through this new phase of like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, this is how I brake and stuff like that.
Anytime I've had an incident with a Tesla, they knew what they were doing and they were just being jerks. Yes, exactly. Let's see, like, who are some of the better drivers on the road? Like, if you see a car coming up with this type of vehicle, what are you like? Oh, they must be a really nice person.
A Honda Civic, right, Steph?
Oh, we both both got Honda Civics. That's right.
they're not the best, but they're not the worst.
What about Prius?
Chevrolets and Mitsubishis, they say, are the better drivers out there. Yeah. So you've got worst Tesla, Ram, Subaru, Audi, and Mazda. And the best are Mercury, Pontiac, Cadillac, Mitsubishi, and Chevrolet.
I feel like I'm in like Atlanta, Georgia with the Cadillac right now. Like, hey, what's up?
I'm looking at some of the tests, the texts that we're getting here. Everyone's saying Tesla. What's going on? Tesla, worst drivers, Tesla. Chloe says Dodge Ram. This one says any color, any model. Teslas are the worst. Work trucks are the worst. Tesla drivers are the worst. So horrible, I try to avoid them at all costs. The Cybertruck, worst drivers, worst looking car. Those just ruined my day. That is not for me. That is a text me.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I felt like I was in a movie over the weekend. Did you guys ever see the movie Pretty Woman?
Of course.
I love that movie, but I hate this one part because it makes me so sad for her. You know the part where she goes to shop and they won't even give her the time of day. They look at her and they're like, ugh. And it's just, they totally judge her and they won't do anything for her. And then she comes back the next week. She's all dressed up. And they're like, oh, hello. Like, oh, my gosh. And I love that part where she gives it back to them.
Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping now.
Oh, my gosh. That was like my life except for the I didn't get redemption.
Really?
So this weekend, I went to one of those fancy stores in the Forum Shops. And the reason why is it was my daughter's birthday. And a long time ago, she told me that there was this one perfume from this fancy schmancy store that it's the best thing she's ever smelled. And I couldn't figure out what to get her for her birthday. It was a big one. It was 21.
Huge birthday.
So I was like, let's get her that. You know, this is a once in a lifetime thing. We're going to get her this perfume. And so we get up on Sunday. We go down to the Forum Shops. I'm not going to say what specific store it was, but it's a high-end fancy one. And we walk in and I'm dressed in jeans. I've got a nice shirt on, some sneakers. Same with her. Sneakers, jeans. We don't look like we just woke up, but we certainly aren't like wearing designer clothes or anything. And I walk in and there's a security guard standing there. And I said, can you please direct me to like the women's fragrances? And he's like, oh, yeah, they're right around the corner right there. And I was like, thank you so much. So we go over there and we're standing and we're smelling. And she's like, this is the one. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're going to get this for me. And I'm like, you know what? Happy birthday. And so we're standing there waiting and there's like five employees and two of them are helping people, but there's three and they look up and they look at us and they look back down. I was like,
they look straight at you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They look, then they find something to do. They start, you know, arranging things. And I was like, well, okay, maybe they're busy waiting, looking, making direct eye contact. This one guy especially was such a snob. Just was like, he kind of like exhaled when he looked at us and looked away.
Did he like look you up and down in a way?
He didn't look us up and down, but he just like looked and like analyzed and was probably like, they're not doing anything here. I was so offended. I can't even tell you. I go, why aren't they helping us? She's like, I don't know. Maybe because I'm with you, like, and I'm like a kid. I'm like, you're not a kid anymore, but okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I'm totally getting Pretty Womaned here. They are so rude. So I'm like, I don't want to buy this anymore. But at the same time, I promised her this. Why give her my money? I go back to the nice security guard. And I said, is there anyone that would be willing to help us? Because those three people over there won't give us the time of day. And he looked, he's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, hold on. And so he goes and he finds some girl who's already helping someone. So I felt terrible. And he says to her, when you're done here, can you please help them?
Jeez.
And so she comes up. She's like, hey, give me 1 second. I'll be right there. And I was like, thank you. The other three and then they kind of look up like, oh.
They do want to buy something like that.
Yeah. And then the girl comes and she's like, what can I help you with? I said, well, I go, did we do something wrong? Like, they won't give us the time of day. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. What can I get you? And she was really nice about it. But has anyone ever been like ignored as a customer? I'm trying to figure out what we did wrong. Like, I cannot for the life of me figure out. Other people came in afterwards. They addressed those people.
Why?
They said hello. It was the weirdest thing. 702-364-9400 is our number. Rachel, good morning. Have you ever been ignored as a customer?
I have, yeah. I have a similar situation, Mercedes. Like, I went into a high-end store. It was an early morning, Saturday morning, and I just woke up with my hair being kind of drabby, to be honest, and I put on some sweats, and I mean, I knew I was going in not being the most presentable, but I was in a hurry. I just wanted to grab what I needed and go. So I walked into the store, and everyone in the store was completely ignoring me, just like your situation. I expected at least like some acknowledgement, like a hello or can I help you, but nothing.
Yeah, do you think you were profiled just because of what you were wearing and they just assumed that you didn't have money to spend there?
Yeah, I think so. I was beginning to just be like, okay, I get that I'm the way I look, but, ask at least if I need anything. So I went up to one of the workers and by approaching him, he did kind of analyze me. But I said, hey, I'm interested in buying this purse. And by the way, it was worth 10 grand. So,
Whoa! 10 grand purse?
Oh my gosh.
Did you end up buying it?
I did. I did. And everybody that was in complete judgment when I said I wanted to buy it, was their jaws were on the floor when they saw me checking out or walking with it.
Rachel, did you say big mistake? Huge. I'm going to go shopping now.
I wish I would have. That would have been a perfect line to pull in that situation.
Oh my gosh, Rachel. Well, I'm glad you got the last word on that. I mean, it's like they didn't deserve your money, but at the same time, at least you show them like, wow, I was worthy of your time. We're getting so many calls. When did you feel ignored as a customer? And is this correct, Ramon? Do we have an employee at one of these high-end stores and says why they judge you?
We do.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Do.
Okay. We have someone that works at a high-end store. That's awesome.
Okay, so we're going to find out what judgment goes into this coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever been completely ignored when you went into a store? It happened to me over the weekend, a weird situation. Just wanted to buy some perfume for my kid. Amanda, good morning. What happened to you?
I went into a high-end purse store and met a salesperson, and she gave me her card and set up a profile for me, and I wasn't in the financial situation by the purse at the moment, but about a half an hour later, I received an email about some $500 purchase, and it wasn't mine, obviously. And so I called her. She said she'd call me back, and then she didn't. And then I called the store, and they said she's not in there, but you can come in
I went into the store. They basically blew me off because they were busy with other customers. So then I get a survey. And I was like, oh, you really want to hear what I have to say? Here we go. And I gave them zeros and all the things. And within 30 seconds of submitting that survey, I got a call from that store manager.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that stuff. So met her. She apologized. She said, if you ever need anything in the future, please feel free to reach out to me personally. On and on and on.
And you're like, yeah, no, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it, but no. Thanks, Amanda. Let's talk to Brizzy. Brizzy, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. I noticed that when I go to stores, I get profiled. And since I was a little kid, I have Native American and African American mixed descent. And so a couple years ago, I started doing gig work as a mystery shopper. And I noticed that there is an actual difference. Like once you go to a store and you notice that after you've turned in your paperwork showing the experience that you had, how there's a difference in presence, so to speak. Like management definitely came down and said something to somebody because I could go into the exact same store and I get a completely different feel from it. Whether it's restaurants or shopping at the mall or even just going to random high-end stores that are individual stores, doing the gig work gives me a sense of doing something good for the general public because their customer service definitely gets a little bit of a boost once they have been upper management has been notified of them profiling.
Yeah, you're doing the work that we need, Brizzy. You are the one making the shopping experience better. So I'm going to tell you off the air where I went, and then hopefully you can make something happen, okay? Thanks, okay. Brizzy. Okay, I've been dying to talk to you. Nicholas is on the phone, and Nicholas, you work at one of these high-end stores. How are you this morning, first of all?
Yes, I'm great, Mercedes. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for calling. And I'm hoping you can explain the situation. I felt like so ignored and judged going into one of these high-end stores over the weekend. Can you explain as an employee there kind of the mindset of the employees?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, we work at a high-end luxury store, and us workers, we tend to profile people. We judge you by what you're wearing, if you're wearing any makeup, if your nails are done, all of that. We get so many people in our store that waste our time and aren't serious about buying our products. So if you don't look like you have money, I'm sorry, baby. I won't give you the time of day.
Oh, my God.
But
don't you feel like sometimes the people that don't look like they have the money are the ones that have the most money because they don't need to impress anyone?
That has not been my experience. The best sales come from the people that look like they do have money. And, you know, they exude that. Those are really the surefire sales, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. So here I am standing, and my hair's done. I have makeup on. I've got some jeans on, some sneakers, and I'm literally standing there begging to make eye contact with someone, and no one's approaching me. What did I do wrong?
Yeah, you know, we're not looking for, like, Tracy in a baseball cap, like, looking her dip her toe into luxury fashion, you know? We're trying to get the high-end people who have had money for a long time, and this is what they do every weekend, you know?
Did you just call me Tracy with a baseball cap? I love it. Oh, my God. Nicholas, I appreciate the honesty. Yeah. I mean, that's all we can ask for, but I just wanted to buy some perfume. I know it probably wouldn't have been their biggest sale of the day. But
like a lousy perfume, please.
I still bought it, and I wanted to take it back and just be like, you guys were mean. Here, take this back. But
now you're stinky from this fragrance.
I don't think that would have made any difference to them. I really don't think they care.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Hey, now I can say, I can call myself Tracy with the baseball cap. Yes. I got a new nickname now on the show.
Tracy with the baseball cap. That's going to be the name of the show, Tracy with the baseball cap.
All right, it is time to win. We've got your tickets right now to check out Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're coming back to town, Resorts World Las Vegas. These tickets are for their show on May 3rd, and you're going to win them with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category and get six answers in 60 seconds. in that category, and you are going to the show. Caller 20 gets to play Heads Up. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, our contestant this morning is Laura. Good morning, Laura. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God. Good morning.
Let's do this. We have your Tina Fey, Amy Poehler tickets right now with Heads Up. Just got to pick a category. Do you want to go with Saved in Drafts, On the Clock, or Italy?
Italy?
Italy it is. Okay. National Italian Food Day is tomorrow. So these are all food and drinks from Italy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, we just need to get six answers in 60 seconds. I think we got this. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Yes. And my daughter Grace is with us.
Oh, yay. Oh, nice. Grace. Okay. Yeah. Either one of you can shout out the answer on this. Okay?
All right. Thank all right. You.
Laura and Grace and Mercedes, please. Be ready because your 60 seconds starts now.
You would have this with meatballs, this kind of pasta?
Spaghetti.
Yes. This is their version of ice cream.
Gelato.
Yes. This is a type of soup, Italian soup with beans and noodles.
Pasta fagioli?
No.
Minestrone?
Minestrone, yes. This is like a pastry shell with cream inside.
Cannoli?
Yes. This is a drink that's like orange, and it's in a really pretty glass.
Is it a Bellini or a Limoncello?
No. It's a very famous European drink. We're going to pass it, though. This is a dessert that tastes like coffee.
Cappuccino.
No, it's a dessert, and you cut it.
Tiramisu.
Yes. This is a type of cheese. It's like a...
mozzarella?
Yes. Yay! Oh, is that it? Oh, my gosh, you guys. Laura, Grace, we got it. Yes.
You guys got it. I had to recount. You guys just skipped on one. Which one was that?
That was Aperol Spritz. Do you know what one of those is, that orange drink?
Yeah, you know, I was a bartender for a bit, but honestly, no, I never would have got it.
Like, who orders that here in America, really? Laura, Grace, congratulations. You just got those tickets to check out Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at Resorts World. That's going to be so much fun. You guys are the best.
Oh, my God.
And well, thank you. Thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning, same time with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So just going back to the big game this past weekend, the Philadelphia Eagles, they spoiled the Kansas City Chiefs' chance at a three-peat. And now they are the favorites to two-peat because, according to BetMGM, the Eagles have the best chance of winning Super Bowl 60. They're putting the odds out there. The odds are at +650, excuse me, which is a 13.3% probability. But after losing to the Eagles and in such an ugly fashion, the Chiefs, they're not even number two. Baltimore Ravens are number two. They're at +700. Kansas City is tied for third with their AFC rivals, the Buffalo Bills. Both teams are at +750. Who's like the worst team coming in dead last to win the Super Bowl? You want to take a guess, Ramon?
Well, it's got to be the Raiders. You got
and he Patriots. Is. You are like the biggest Raiders fan out there. But even you say it's actually the Giants.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, New York Giants. Their odds are at +30,000.
Where are where the Raiders land on that list?
Let me see here. They're not on the initial list. Let me see if I can.
And then you said the Patriots too, right, Ramon? I don't know if that is.
Yeah, they're probably down there too. Jacksonville, maybe.
I'm scrolling. Giants, Tennessee Titans, New Orleans Saints, Las Vegas Raiders, and Cleveland Browns.
So they're fourth to last. Yeah. Or is that what the rankings are?
Yeah. Mm. Do you think Pete Carroll's going to help that team?
I was one of those worried about his age, but the way he staffed his staff, it's pretty impressive. Obviously, you need the quarterback. Until then, they deserve to be down there until the quarterback.
Will they get Shedeur Sanders is the question.
I'm a Shedeur guy. If he's there at six, I think you take him at six if he drops a six in the draft.
Do you think that's possible?
Oh, the Titans are up there. The Browns are up there. The Giants are before the Raiders, too. There's a lot of good defensive players, so I think there is a small possibility, yes.
That has been your Raiders Corner.
Let's have like a weekly segment. Talk
Raiders.
That'd
be great. I'm down.
Speaking of football, did you guys see that ad that Nike put out that they're saying really trolled Patrick Mahomes?
I haven't. Have you?
The one with Jalen Hurts?
It's the one celebrating the championship, and the ad is set to the Muppet song,
yes.
It's Not Easy Being Green, which is sung by Kermit the Frog. And some people are saying that was a direct hit on Patrick Mahomes because everyone says that he sounds like Kermit the Frog and Patrick is endorsed by Adidas. So they're saying that they took a direct hit on him, and in the caption it says, "It's good to be green."
Oh my god, I didn't even think about how Patrick Mahomes sounds like Kermit the Frog.
He sounds like Kermit, looks like Ronald McDonald.
He looks like Darlene from Roseanne. Did you guys
hear that? Is it because of the hair or what?
Just all of it. If you see them side by side, I saw a meme that had them side by side. I'm like, he literally is Darlene from Roseanne. Oh my gosh.
Now I can't unsee it.
Also this morning, nobody wants to fight with their partner. And that makes some of us avoid certain subjects that we know are going to get people riled up. And one of the biggest topics is money. A new survey shows that 1 in 3 Americans are uncomfortable discussing finances in their relationship. The average couple reports having 58 money-related arguments a year.
58 a year?
Yeah.
That's 2 months out of your year you're spending fighting on money.
Well, think about it. You and James fight about Beyonce tickets, and that involves money 58 times a year.
That's true.
So you're done. You're done.
I am done. Well, now that I think about it, well, I didn't even tell James that my friend offered me these tickets. He has no idea. So he's probably listening right now like, you got an offer?
James, call in if you're listening right now.
Money, now
call
she's
in.
Holding secrets?
Yeah, let's talk about it. How do you feel about her getting offered? You know the number, James. Call in. We want to see a reaction to your wife going to see Beyonce on the East Coast.
Well, I haven't talked to him because we've finalized the year and our travel plans. And if I add another one, he is going to be like, "Are you serious? Where is this money going to come from? How am I going to do? How are we going to do this?" I'm going to be like, "What do I got to do around the house? I'll do the chores.
I'll do chores." You got to get a side hustle. Like, find a side hustle. Make feet videos.
Feet videos?
Only fans.
Wait,
girl.
Is there only feet or only fans?
Well, I think you can put feet videos on OnlyFans.
There's Feet Finder, though, I believe.
Oh, and how do you know this? Yeah, go on Feet Finder and make some extra cash. You, honestly, you'll probably become the Alex Earl of the feet world, and then you'll be a huge celebrity, and then you can like fly your private jet to go see you actually will probably become friends with Beyonce.
Stop. I'm going to be on my feet so that I can be friends with Beyonce. Sign me up.
Why not? All right. Finally, this morning, if you have had Papa John's pizza before, you know the little side of the garlic buttery sauce that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how would you like to smell like that? But
no.
They feel like Papa John's thinks you want to smell like that. And they've created a limited edition bath bomb to make it easier for you. It's a bath bomb that is scented like their garlic sauce. Now, they're not selling it. They're having a contest where they're awarding it to super fans who share their love for the dipping sauce on social media. So they want you to go online, let them know how badly you need that garlic butter bath. But they say that this is a deal because if you win one of these bath bombs, that's the equivalent of $475 worth of special garlic sauce to bathe in.
This is their Papa John's way of just trying to do a marketing ad. I'm sorry, but no one is going to buy this. No one is going to bathe in garlic. It reminds me of what happened yesterday with the Duolingo mascot. Supposedly
he died. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. This is all a marketing ploy in my eyes.
Well, it's definitely that. It's definitely marketing. But is there something that you've had that you've eaten that you're like, oh, this is so good, I could bathe in it?
Ooh,
like, I feel that way about Tabasco, except that would hurt, you know?
Ooh, you don't even like taking baths in the first place.
I know, this is true, but I would maybe bathe in Tabasco sauce as long as I could conveniently place little things to protect certain areas.
Yeah,
you know?
Do that.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This sounds scary.
It was, and I think I witnessed a crime yesterday at my apartment complex. I'm getting in, and I have a gate code that I put into my apartment complex, and as I'm putting in the gate code, I noticed that Metro was actually parked in front of our apartment complex. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I go to park and my apartment unit is kind of far in the back of where my complex is. When I go to park, I notice that there was this guy standing behind the back of the building with a TV. I'm like,
just random man standing there?
Random guy. Never
seen
him. No
one you recognized? Okay.
Yeah, never seen him before. And he had a TV. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's moving out. Maybe there are things that I don't know about. But it was just the TV. There was no type of moving truck. There was no other items that maybe looked like he was moving. So I'm sitting in my car and I'm watching this guy because he just looked suspicious. So my first instinct was to start recording. So I was recording the video of him and I think he noticed me starting to record, but I was trying really hard to not look like I was. He started walking away with the TV towards the back of the apartment complex.
Ooh.
So I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm trying to focus on him, maybe see his face. And I immediately messaged our leasing management. And I said, hey, just wanted to let you know, there's been some suspicious activity that I wanted to send you. Send them the videos. And then I get an email back a couple hours later. And she said, thank you so much for sending this. We found out that there was a break-in.
So you got the guy on video?
That's the thing. I don't know. I'm thinking that's him, but I don't want to assume. And then they ended the email just saying, thank you for this. Wondering if it's linked to the break-in that happened earlier today. And I'm connecting. I'm like, oh my God, is that why Metro is here? And then I have all these questions running. But that thing about leasing management, you know, they don't give us much information so we don't worry. But I have like 1,000 thoughts. I'm like, I think I witnessed a crime.
Oh,
I witnessed
my
a crime.
Gosh. And you got it on video too.
I did.
Have you thought about posting it, but you're just still not sure if that's what he was doing?
Exactly. Because when I got out of my car to see where he was heading to, I couldn't find him anymore.
Yeah, he took it. He took the TV and ran.
He ran, right? Oh,
I'm conflicted with people that post videos of things that, like, controversial things like that. Like on TikTok, you'll see these videos, and I am the one who will sit through the whole video and watch it. But at the same time, sometimes, like, if you don't know, if you don't have a definitive, like, answer, yes, he was stealing it, no, you could literally ruin a person's life by posting something like that.
I think it's like the journalist in us too, that we want to know the facts. We want to make sure that this is the truth before we put it out there, because there was a part of me that wanted to go onto our little active board that all of our community members are in and saying, hey, I saw this suspicious activity. Please be aware of this guy in a red hat and so forth and so on, and describing him, when really, what if he's innocent in all this, and he's like, I'm just moving my TV, man. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the public hates him and tries to take him down, and the guy was literally moving out of the apartment. It's like, he's probably glad. Have you ever witnessed a crime in action that you knew for sure was a crime? 702-364-9400. I remember my cousins in New Mexico. I wasn't there, but they told me how they witnessed a guy in their home. They lived in like a mobile home, and they came home and the door was like not closed all the way. And that happened a lot where someone would not close the door. It wouldn't stick. So they didn't think anything of it. It's like, oh, who forgot to like push the door all the way in? So they opened the door and they heard someone in one of the back rooms. And all of a sudden, this guy runs out. He's wearing like all black and a ski mask. And my uncle is standing there, and my cousins are right behind him. And he has a knife, and he like knocks him over. My uncle thought he was going to get stabbed, or the girls were going to get stabbed. So he pushes them out of the way, and the guy just like runs out the front door.
No.
Like, scariest thing ever. Like, the girls were so, my cousins were so traumatized by that. Like, they saw it all go down, and yeah, they were right in the middle of it.
Did they know what was stolen, or did they know?
They said he was like, he kind of ransacked the place, almost like he was looking for something. But I mean, they weren't really wealthy people. They didn't have a lot to hide. And so they think he was looking for money or jewelry or something, none of which they had.
Man.
And it was so funny because my cousin was so worried that they were going to take their PlayStation. Like, that's all. She's like, is the PlayStation still
Make
here?
Sure the PlayStation
like,
is
I
fine.
Mean, priorities, girl. I'm with you. It's Mix 94.1. We hear about these online scams all the time and these romance scams that have really blown up in popularity in the last few years. I just think of that poor woman that thought she was dating Brad Pitt. And he sent her pictures of him in the hospital, and they were so terribly photoshopped that I don't know how she even believed
Brad Pitt face with a gown, and he's like smiling all big.
Exactly. Like, how do people fall for that? Well, usually they're pretty lonely and they're looking for companionship and love, and older Americans are really vulnerable. So there's this company that is a financial tech company, and they have analyzed reporting data to find out who are the most popular celebrities that scammers pretend to be. So let's say you are older and you are lonely, and someone claiming to be a celebrity comes to you and says, "Oh, I just love you so much. Can you give me some money?" Is there one celebrity that you'd be like, let me think about it? Any celebrity that would make you for a moment think about giving money?
Beyonce? Easily.
She's like, Steph, you're my best friend. I just need some cash.
This is how she'll hook me. She'll be like, "Steph, I know you're one of my biggest fans. I just, you know, pretend I'm old now. I just released my Cowboy Carter tickets. I will give you a free round trip on my private jet to my concert. But I need gas and stuff for everything, like the fuel for my plane, and it's going to cost $5,000. But you have a free round trip. You will get to my concert, but I'll need that $5,000. I'm going through my bank account."
You're doing it.
I'm doing it.
I'm trying to think who it would be for me. Like, no one in the top three. Ramon, who would it be for you? Like, if a scammer came to you and they said they were a celebrity, who would you think about giving money to?
I got two.
Who?
If we're like in a romantic relationship, then I'm going Margot Robbie.
Okay.
She's fine.
She's beautiful.
And if you're doing like non-romance, like a concert, I'm going Ludacris. Yes.
Luda. He's asking you for money, and you're like, absolutely.
Stand up and give him money.
Stand
yes.
up.
And then move. I need to get to stand up.
So the number one celebrity that scammers pretend to be is Keanu Reeves. People will fall for it when it's Keanu Reeves. Jason Momoa is number two, and then Sandra Bullock is number three.
I see Keanu Reeves because he's so nice. He's like the nicest celebrity ever.
And he actually is a celebrity that I could see reaching out to someone online just to say hello. So I'd be like, yeah, just take my money now. It's all yours.